This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is August 31st, 2015. Calhoun with me.
What's going on?
Chilling. We're going to do our NFL preview. We some lazy bastards, so we're going to take our...
We have a tradition going. Say it like that. We're so great that we try something, it works, and now we're franchising it.
And we tried everything. So this is our go-to theme or shtick, if you will. It's the steakhouse comparison. So all the listeners who listen to us know what the steakhouse comparison
is. So we ain't even going to explain it to you this time. Now you keep along.
Not even to the first time.
Nah. You got to go back and listen to the other podcasts. And then you know what the steakhouse comparison. You know where all of them are. Don't worry. You're going to be able to keep up.
So let's go ahead and get started. Morton's. Atlanta Morton's Bones, they top steaks.
Don't explain it to them. They should know by now.
Bones. Okay, so we go with the Bones and Morton group. Let's get going to get started. Let's throw some teams in there. And so this is for teams. This is our preview. So the teams in the Morton's group are the ones who are definitely making the playoffs.
All right, that's what we're going to do, like who's the best teams this year? Because I was thinking, are we going by...
This is the preview, so this is the teams we're going to say going to be good this year.
Because when we was doing teams, I was like, we're going to go by lineage? Or this year?
Yeah.
Who we know is going in there this year.
Yeah, so more of these teams we can pretty much put in pin going to make the playoffs this year.
Let's go Atlanta Falcons. No. I'm not going to say them bastards first. Let's go Seattle. You get Jimmy Graham. You pick up Jimmy Graham. You got a nice drive going on. You sign your quarterback. He's happy. Marshawn Lynch is back. You didn't lose too much here.
They wouldn't be the first team. The first team is the Patriots.
I'm not going to say that first. Them cheating bastards, fuck them.
They're years ahead of their division.
They want to deflate some balls. I got some full ones they can suck on. Fuck them. I got to go Seattle first.
I don't have Seattle in my group. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
They're in a much tougher division.
What? San Francisco fell off, right?
San Francisco is fell off.
The Rams going to make some noise. We know that. But they're not going to make... They're not gonna make the noise to just dethrone. They're not gonna dethrone Seattle. Bruce Arian always make a little noise, but can Carson Palmer stay hurt? Can he stay hurt? Can he stay healthy? Is he gonna play? Who knows? Is John Skelton still on the backup? I gotta go with them. That proven commodity. This is a proven commodity thus far. And to add to that, you keep Russell Wilson with Marshawn Lynch, but you add Jimmy Graham. He finally has a target.
I got one word to say that. Okay. Sold. I'm buying that Seattle stock. So right now we got New England, Seattle. You got to put Denver in this, Morton's. They make the playoffs.
Now, hold on.
Let's go back to the quarterback coach steakhouse comparison. We said Peyton Manning is good enough to drag any coach to five Brazil, right? Mm-hmm. I think he's good enough to drag any. When you think about a team, if the gold standard is just getting to the playoffs, because that's all we can say right now, I think he's good enough to drag any team to the playoffs.
But now, with us doing this, this is going to be the danger zone. Because how far do you really think they're going to go?
To the AFC Championship.
I don't think they do that with that young man down there in
Indianapolis. He goes in here too.
So let's go on to put Andrew Luck. Come on down. Let's go to Andrew Luck with them Colts. We thinking they going in there
with the moves they made. Not just Andrew Luck. They got Frank Gore.
Then they get Johnson.
They got Andre Johnson. T.Y. Hilton is my breakout star this year. He's my Julio Jones this year for receivers. The breakout wide receiver. System.
This kid Andrew Luck get better after year after year after year. I think we got to do that. Let's expound some too. We went quickly with New England and Seattle.
Well, there's not much to really be said about them. They're, like you said, it's proven commodities. How much do you have to say about Morton's and Bones? everybody in Atlanta knows those are the best steaks in Atlanta. So what more do you need to say? So we're gonna expound what needed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the Colts, they made some key moves. I like the moves they made. I think Frank Gore still has one good run in.
I think rejuvenate. I think this is rejuvenation. I think it's a shot him. I think it's what they need. He's not gonna be just a every down back, but he's gonna be the veteran leadership. He's gonna be exactly what they need. And so is Andre Johnson. He's not leaned on to be the best.
I think they give Andrew Luck a gang of toys to play with.
With his guy Fleener
and Dwayne Allen.
And their defense is pretty nice. Nice, young, hard, you know, they hungry defense. I think they're straight.
Let me go on and make a prediction. Let me say a bold prediction. Colts go to the Super Bowl.
Whoa! Taking the top off early. Let's go, mama. That goes that man. Let's go.
Digital Darren. Colts in my AFC Super Bowl.
Let's go. Let's crank it up then. Let's crank it up then, sir.
I still got to put Denver in here.
Okay. Yeah, I believe they're going
to. Denver and Morris. Denver makes the playoffs.
Now, let me ask you this. Before we just run Denver, do you think Denver in here and how far they go would be more than that guy in Green Bay? Because they go every year and they make noise.
I think the problem with Green Bay is the guy who's holding the headset, not the guy.
Oh, he's not that much.
He the reason they lost in Seattle last year. He kicked on 4th-and-1 from the one.
Everybody's down. Everybody can make one mistake.
He did it twice.
Wait, you really want to talk about?
Nah, they go in Morton's. Let me go and say the Packers in Morton's.
Because I'm about to say this now. You want to talk about pressure busting pipe and playoff games.
Hey, man,
it's the king of that. Elvis is in the building, my friend. Michael Jackson moonwalking in here, and he's a white guy with a bad neck and a fat head. And his name is Peyton Manning. Now, you ain't talking about giving away a game like Peyton Manning giving away a game. Come on now.
Picasso with this in the playoffs. Huh?
Man, it don't get no better than this. He's insured. He's gonna make sure.
Green Bay goes in here, and the Broncos slide. They slide in here.
I'm gonna give a little resistance. I think Broncos in the second tier, and I'll tell you why. Because they're gonna have some competition in that division this year.
From who?
From Kansas City 1, and for San Diego 2.
We can take Kansas City. I don't agree with Kansas City. I see San Diego. San Diego is traditionally always
been a thumbs up. And you know what I like more so about San Diego, what they did? That boy Melvin Gordon. I like. You got to get your quarterback.
And then I think Payton them still make the playoffs. If they don't go as the winner, they go as a wild card. It's too much talent. Besides, we talk about Payton. Fuck Payton. Let's just leave him out. Bebe Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, running back by committee.
They loaded.
Defense with
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware. What's the other boy?
Von Miller. They're loaded.
They're loaded. They go to the playoffs.
They're loaded.
They're
all right. Denver's let's cap off this.
That's the cap. That's New England, cap. Seattle, Green Bay, the Colts. Shout out Andrew Luck in Denver. All right, and again, we're gonna leave Morris with this. Digital Darren says the Colts go to the Super Bowl. Calhoun looking at me like I need to get kicked out the morning.
No. I like that. I was just.
You don't have to say yours yet. I'm just saying I'm taking the top off mine early.
I gotta see week one. Prediction may come though. But you know who I want to put in over Denver, don't you?
I won't say Pittsburgh. You a fake Pittsburgh fan.
I'm not a big Pittsburgh fan, but it's coming to light that I'm a bit of a Pittsburgh fan. I like the way them boys do business. I like
the only reason I have Pittsburgh in the five Brazil group is because they share a division with two other teams that are in the five Brazil group.
Because boy, I'm really
because the five Brazil group may be those three teams.
I'm really chomping at the bit. All right, well,
put it like this: they got enough money to go to Moines, but they're gonna say nah, we're gonna save a little bit, and we'll just go to five Brazil.
And we'll buy a hooker after.
Yes,
that's one of my moves. All right, so this is what we'll do. Now that's caps at all. So we got New England, Seattle, the Colts, Green Bay, Denver.
Bam, top of the line.
That was easy.
They locked in the playoffs from DigitalDarren.com, Calhoun and Digital Darren. Now we speak with Double R, Mr. MOB, Lenny Self, Mario, Bebe, everybody else. We could pin these guys in for the playoffs.
That's no debate. I think they get in now. All right, so the next group is the five Brazil group.
We'll start out with the team you just said, Pittsburgh.
Let's go with it. Let me tell you something, man. You have hard-nosed football. They practice hard-nosed football, and now they have become
elegant. Can we stop? We're going to talk about Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. The Morton, the Five Brazil group is the group who are probably going to make the playoffs, but have some shortcomings that they can't control as to why they may not make the playoffs. So if you had to say on a scale of 1 to 10 how confident you are with these teams making the playoffs, I think the Mortons and the Bones group is a 10. I think this group is maybe a 7.5 or 8. You know what I'm saying? Because you could pretty much put them in the playoffs in pencil, but they have things outside of them that could hold them back. And so going back to Pittsburgh,
I'm confident 9.
The only reason I say they did division because Cincinnati has went every year. Baltimore's win every year. Pittsburgh is the team that's been left out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the only reason I don't see it.
I think what they did this year, what helped them out is they getting back more so to Pittsburgh football. You see in their draft, they went more defense. So they're trying to get hard nosed. They set up the offense. They set up the line. Now let's go defense. And what may hurt a little bit is Pouncey being out. He got injured.
Bill got suspended.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. But it's only for like 1 or 2 games, so he good. So he'll be back. But between what Bell brings, between Antonio Brown going like a madman, you still got Heath. You got Heath over there, and you got Big Ben the Rapist doing his thing. And yes, he's not only taking pussy in the bathrooms, he's also taking it on the goddamn field. I gotta go with Pittsburgh.
Timmons. I'm not against.
I like him.
I actually would say the 3 teams are in this group because Baltimore is gonna be the next team in this group.
Yeah.
Whatever, you can say a lot about Jim Harbaugh, but one thing you can say is winner. He's won ever since he's been in the league. And Baltimore, although they're different from Pittsburgh, they have the same stabilization. Stable organizations win. That's point blank, period. That's the credo in the NFL that most people don't understand.
Yeah.
And so, think Baltimore, they may not be, they don't have the tradition of Pittsburgh just because they haven't been around so long, but they're stable. They have a coach. They have a coach in Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. I forget which name is which, but they have a stable coach. They have a stable to good quarterback. They have a good defense. They have a better than average offense. They have all the pieces you need to move further.
See, now that's why I think Pittsburgh is a little bit better because in time past, they have done what you do when you sign a $100 million quarterback, right? So some of his pieces have been dissolved. No more Anquan Boldin. Yeah, they got Torrey Smith.
They got Steve Smith. They don't have Torrey Smith no more. They got Steve Smith.
So no Boldin or Smith. You got the other Smith.
But we just talked about it in the Julio Jones experience.
And you take receivers away, and your running back game is
Well, Forsett was good last year. But I think it's something that we don't – I think it's organizational stability that – you got to believe in them. Smart enough to draft Timmy Jernigan, turning Daniel Ellerbe into a good player, let him go on and developing the linebacker from Dante Hightower from Alabama. I just trust the organization. And like I said, the only reason them and Pittsburgh aren't in the Mortons is because they're in the same division.
Yeah, Ozzie strong for what? Did he start in 96 with them?
He may have, but
2000 for sure.
Ray Lewis said it best. He the OG. He's
the done of this shit. Next one is these 2 bums here, but you got to give it to them because they do go. These 2.
I already know who you're going to say.
Jeff Fisher and Sam. Oh, I mean, not Jeff Fisher.
Marvin and Andy.
Yeah, not Andy. Nick Foles. Oh, yeah, you're right. Andy. Andy Dunn. The Cincinnati Bengals.
They led to an epic raid on our quarterback coach steakhouse comparison by you. Well, you were saying that the quarterback and the coach shouldn't be Morton's Bones, anything. They should be school lunch.
Yeah. And because we called each other the next day and went through his record. And it was piss poor shit.
It was piss poor.
I said, what?
That man had been
in the league. He hasn't made out of no wild card.
He has. Now, that part was piss poor, but he been in the league, 12 years as a coach? He had, 6 winning seasons, 2 8-8 seasons, or 4 8-8 seasons, and 2
winning seasons. It was horseshit. It was horseshit. So,
more so than that, we saw Andy Dalton play the preseason this weekend. He was what
Andy Dalton was. So let's just be real, but you got to put him in here because they know us.
Did Dallas get in here?
Nah.
Do the Eagles get in here?
Nah. But I'll tell you what I was thinking about getting in here. The Cardinals.
I agree with the Cardinals.
I like
Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians gets them.
I like Bruce Arians, and their defense is stout.
Bruce Arians gets them.
I like them. Their defense is all the way stout. He doesn't miss a beat. You think they're going to do him? I hope they do him like Pittsburgh does their coaches. There's no sense in even looking for another coach when you have Bruce Arians.
I wish the Falcons would have made a Godfather play to get him.
The Falcons take it up the ass, so they're not doing it like that. So, you want that to be it for the Fire Brazil? Or you want to sneak someone else in here?
I was looking at Dallas, but you can't really.
I ain't going to
Dallas year. Field is a little more Houston-y to me. Yeah. Dallas, Detroit, I don't feel a little more Houston-y.
I was going to say San Diego.
They feel a little Houston-y. They don't.
So, here we go.
Because, again, for me, none of those teams are...
They're not knocking on the door to none of that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, these teams are pretty much you can pin in. And for the three NFC, AFC Central teams, it's because they're in the AFC Central. And the same thing for the Cardinals. The only reason for them is because they're in the division with Seattle. But other than that, I agree with you. I agree with that whole list right there. Now, Houston's is better than – it's middle of the road but it's compared to the other places, but it's better than most people realize. And so I think we're going to get a lot of meat in this group. So we can start out – who I would say are the double D's, Detroit and Denver. I mean, Detroit and Dallas, excuse me.
Yeah.
You like Caldwell, you give him more credit than I give him. But I think.
He turned that whole. I think that was the key that was missing. I think the only problem is he coming. If he would have came a little bit earlier, they would have had a real nice couple years at a nice run when they were just really set with talent because they're losing some of their talent now. Contracts and. You know, just time. The window is so it's going to close eventually. They still got a ways there. I think it was a great move. You lost Sue, but you did get Julio Donata. And so he's not Sue, but he's good. I mean, you still got a few – you got moves left. And plus, you still got a guy who slings 5,000 yards and receiver who catches for 1,800.
Which leads to the other D team, Dallas. Quarterback – quarterbacks are similarly parallel. They're both good, great, good, but fatally flawed.
They're almost a mirror of each other.
Top flight receiver, who, as great as they are, really don't change the status of the game. It's amazing that how the similarities are coach, quarterback, receiver of them. Shaky coach situation. Jim Caldwell may be more stable than Jason Garrett, but either way, you're not really saying, hey, I want that guy to coach my team.
I do not. And I am saying I don't want Justin Garrett to coach mine.
But Jim Caldwell don't make you say, hey, I want that guy. Like, we just said, hey, we want Bruce Arians coaching our team. Right. Caldwell doesn't give you that type of thing. Quarterbacks mirror each other. Receivers mirror each other. Even though their game's different, they give you same output. It's amazing that what makes these teams go is things outside of quarterback, coach, and receiver. And so these teams have both made the playoffs. They both have drafted well.
Mm-hmm. Their front office is good. And as much as everyone give Jerry Jones all that kind of trouble, Jerry Jones has an eye for talent. You remember that year a few years ago? Jerry Jones sent 13 people to the Pro Bowl.
And they deserved it.
So how in the hell do you acquire that much talent?
Well, not that, right.
My God. That's amazing.
I got another team in Houston.
Houston, Texas?
Hell no. Nah. Our mortal enemies.
Oh, we're in Houston?
New Orleans. We're Falcons fans.
Oh, you mean the Houston group?
Yeah, in the Houston's group.
Nah, they don't go there yet.
Drew, Sean and Drew don't get you there?
Nah, about 5-6 years ago. Nah. I don't think they go there.
Phillip Rivers goes here.
That's right. That's why I was going to go with that. San Diego goes there. For Shiggy D for sure.
I trust Phillip Rivers to always be in a playoff hunt.
He's going to. You know what I like? Now, y'all know I've always liked Phillip Rivers. I was watching some of the stuff last year because, again, he has been without a lot of talent. One, they haven't had a good run game because of that Matthews kid who stayed hurt like crazy.
But he's gone now.
And Antonio Gates is getting old and he stays hurt. They got rid of Vincent Jackson. And if you watch the Chargers play.
You wouldn't miss. No, they didn't miss a beat.
And you just see one man never stop talking and keep going at him. He made a play last year. They were looping on ESPN. The guy literally had, they swiped at it. He got the ball away. Somebody was hitting him. He threw the ball in a spot that it would take Jesus 3 tries to get it. To get. That's how tight that, that's how small that window was and how tight it was. And he nailed it.
Tight like virgin pussy.
Tighter. Shit was tight like an anus. A virgin asshole. That shit was amazing. You start, you, if you turn on the tape and watch Phillip Rivers, you'll be wild at some of the stuff he do. It is unbelievable the stuff he does. You gotta see it. So, yeah. San Diego. Chargers, they going.
Do Philly get in this group?
Yeah, he hasn't showed you that difference as much as I hate that racist piece of shit, Chip Kelly.
Let me ask you a question about
Philly. And he's stubborn as fuck.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that Philly makes the playoffs?
Six. Because of the division.
I'll say six and a half. I'm going to say the pros and cons of Philly. I think pros are Chip Kelly. I think he's an asshole. I think he's... Most genius people are given more leeway to be eccentric and assholes, right? If you're special, people cater to you in any part of life. Mm-hmm. You just showed me a show called Survivor Remorse. He's special, so people cater to him. Mm-hmm. Just happens in real life. LeBron is special, so people cater to him. He can be as big an asshole as he want to be.
So he has eradicated all their talent and put mediocre cracker talent in place. So you eradicate Macklin and Deshaun Jackson, and you have Riley Cooper.
Who's rated the worst receiver in the league?
When you take Mike Vick and put in Sam Bradford.
The OG of getting injured.
And I go a step further here. Yes, getting Murray and Matthews is one thing. The reason why you got rid of all these guys because they didn't want to play with what Riley Racers was doing and no one addressing it. But do you actually think Murray's better than LeSean McCoy?
I think the combination of Murray and Ryan Matthews is better.
And if you got to do two guys for one guy, no. That's how you know. And Murray was a product of that line.
I agree with that.
Because all these other years, Murray's been on the fence.
Man, average. A little above average.
Exactly. But that line made him look good. And that's what that is. He's not going to have that line. And he's not shifty like LeSean McCoy. So you got rid of LeSean McCoy and all your playmakers. And what you going to do now? So I think this is the only reason why he's up here now to me because of what he has done in 2 years. But he's been playing with house money. Now that you're making the rules, and now that you have your stuff, I think this is it. I think we're on the cusp of seeing him fall on his face, and that's what's going to happen. When you have a proven commodity in the way of doing things, if any writer exercising have been known for a healthier life,
a longer, better life,
and complete health, and can be aesthetically pleasing. You're not going to come here with a cookie diet and say, this is the new thing and this will succeed. That's not
going to matter how confident you are.
No matter how confident. You can say that shit all you want to say that shit. I guarantee, I can bet you it ain't going to work. And with Chip Kelly, we're about where it's not going to work. And they also got rid of that lineman that they had, pro bowler.
Not Cole.
I forgot his name. Oh, Trent Cole out too.
Oh, fuck Philly. This is Atlanta based sports show. Well, first game gonna kick their ass. Point is where I wanna wrap up with Philly like this. Gun to your head, do they make the playoffs?
Yeah. That division it's possible. And the division only because of the division that they play in and the conference that they play in, it's possible. Because it's not like you just put down clear cut Dallas is gonna win that division. Even though Dallas right now is the front runner of that division.
So, by my count, we are through with our third group, and these are kind of the top-tier groups, and we are 15 teams deep. Almost halfway through. Now we're at Longhorn. So, Longhorn, I think teams like Buffalo, Miami, Minnesota, Kansas City.
Now, hold on.
Let's start off with the team.
Because we're going off of hope here. Right? We're going off of speculation. These kids we've been watching off season. You've been seeing some stuff going on. But
well, let's go to the team who should be pretty, who we could kind of. It's two teams I think we can kind of stamp in Longhorn.
Okay.
Carolina and New Orleans because of proven quarterbacks.
I can't just say New Orleans. Because if you can start New Orleans, you can start the Falcons in there. This year.
We just saw the Falcons. I'm not sure we can step them in Longhorn.
Yeah, they do look a little rough.
Can we step Carolina in here? Cam ain't good enough to get in Longhorn.
No Calvin Benjamin.
He did. Well, they went to the playoffs without Calvin Benjamin. And then they go to the playoffs 2 years running. They had to because they beat San Francisco 1 year. But they lost San Francisco 1 year.
I tell you who's sticking here. The Rams.
I think the Rams and Rams
and Carolina?
Yeah. I really give Carolina over the Rams. I put the Rams.
I think Carolina's going to go over the Rams.
So let's go with Carolina.
So you are betting that Carolina wins the division this year?
I actually think that the division is so up for grabs, I can't really say right now. But gun to my head, who wins the division? It's a Falcons show. I got the Falcons winning the division. Cam's inconsistent. New Orleans is getting old.
Cam's inconsistent. He don't have any help.
He don't have any help.
Kevin Benjamin going out is huge for him.
I still got Cam in this group. I got Cam in the Falcons. I think the Falcons go in this group.
Okay.
What about you? Can you live with the Falcons being in this group?
Longhorns. They won 10 games in 2 years.
I think we said this about Jim Schwartz and Jim Caldwell. I think Mike Smith got steel. Anybody replace him is good for another 2 weeks.
So we needed a voice. So you now, when it comes to the Falcons, you banking on Julio or Matt Ryan?
Banking on Matt Ryan. Forget Julio. Because AJC had an article this week that said the gap between Matt Ryan and TJ Yates is the biggest gap between any quarterback and backup quarterback in the league. They're like, if Matt Ryan get hurt, the Falcons' chances of making the playoffs go from, they drop by 83%. So that tells you, and this was an independent analysis, and think about it, they said the gap between Matt Ryan and TJ Yates was greater than the gap between Tom Brady and anybody, Peyton Manning and anybody, Aaron Rodgers and anybody. And we just saw TJ Yates. TJ Yates looked like he's playing. He looked like an eighth grader who they put on the varsity squad to start against the state champions. He doesn't look like he's ready.
Nah, he's not ready.
So I'm banking on Matt Ryan. And I give Matt Ryan a lot of flack. He doesn't deserve the flack I give him, but I think he made the playoffs. I think the Falcons win the division, make the playoffs.
All right, well, they're in here.
How confident are you in the Falcons making the playoffs?
Honestly, I'm as confident as having sex without a condom and coming inside of her. And she was saying that it's that time, but it was that time right before her period, so she can't get pregnant, or that time right after her period, so she can't get pregnant, so we shouldn't have to worry about it. That's where I'm at.
I'm not going to be as colorful with my language. On a scale of 1 to 10, I got a 6.
Got a 6?
I think the Falcons go to the playoffs. I think
after what you've seen, I think that, you know, the only reason why I go is bipartisan of two things.
The division.
And the schedule.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying the Falcons are a great team. I'm saying you said it best. Carolina, Travis Benjamin got hurt. Kelvin Benjamin got hurt, excuse me.
And I think that's
New Orleans, the key. They're old. They got to go hit the gym. They're like a woman who getting in the open age. You got to hit the gym hard. You got to eat right. You got to do shit that just look presentable nowadays.
Yeah.
So, they're old. This salary cap fucking them over. And I don't think James is ready yet. So, the Falcons are in this group. The Falcons are in this group, and Carolina rides their coattails just because of
Cam. I was about to say, the difference between them, New Orleans lost their two best. They lost their best offensive player and Jimmy Graham. Arguably, and they lost their best defensive player. What's the kid name? They went to, I think, Washington and messed up his knee. Messed up his Achilles.
Not Gillette.
That's it. So you mess around and you lose both of them, two anchors on both sides of the ball.
I think I promise. So I'll go Atlanta. Yep. And I'll go Carolina. And Carolina's the same thing, bipartisan of the division they're in. Their schedule that they're going to play.
They get in this group solely for Cam.
And I was about to say, Luke Kuechly. But they go that man. They got enough to do it. Those two have enough to do it.
All right. So I think it's two more teams. I know two more teams I would put in here.
Who?
I think Miami goes in here. I think we talking long haul. I think Miami. I mean, do you agree? If you would say they were trending up or down, which would you say?
They're trending up.
That's why they go in here. That's the simplest way I could put that in there. They are a serious playoff contender. They are a threat to make the playoffs.
I mentioned that because they got that guy Sue. That guy, like, yeah, you can say it. I'll let you say it. You can say it. They got the guy Sue, right?
They have a couple of problems in the $100 million problem. And Michael Bennett swaggerjacked that idea when he said it. Paying Tannehill $100 million kind of
Lord have mercy
puts them on the side that they won't make the playoffs because of money. But at this level, you start to get. Once you get the long haul, you got to take what you can get, right? You got to sit it, wait for an hour. You get there, the salmon. They don't have salmon anymore. They only serving chicken and steaks. So, I mean, at this level, these teams are definitely flawed. We're just saying that they have a puncher's chance of making the playoffs.
I'll tell you this, to be honest with you. I believe they may be more talented than the other two teams that we mentioned.
They are. Ain't no maybe. Them, Buffalo. I would dare to say Buffalo is on this list. The problem with both of those teams is that you look at the house and then you walk around a house. It's like the house. You walk around a house. The kitchen is amazing. Big open kitchen. Stainless steel supplies. The dining, the family room is amazing. Hardwood floors everywhere. The dining room is immaculate. Dressed and painted and just designed eloquently. You walk out through the house. You're like, wow. You get to the master bedroom. Master bedroom was 100 square feet. You like, this piece of shit.
Yeah, I venture still to say.
Tannehill and whoever the hell else Buffalo trot out are going to be.
Well, before Buffalo, I have another team.
I'm not saying, but I just equating them. I think Miami goes in this, though. I put Miami in this. And I tell you, my skill, my confidence in them going to the playoffs is a 5. What team you got?
I got a team I know going, and they're not going to be a 5.
Who?
Minnesota.
That was the team I was going to say.
Because with Teddy Bridgewater and with the receivers they got and the drafting they've been doing, I got to go. I got to go Teddy Bridgewater. And then, more than anything, they get that man back. They get that monster back in Adrian Peterson. They get the best back in the league back. And if he can take Christian Ponder to the playoffs, he's taking Teddy Bridgewater to the playoffs. I'm going Minnesota.
And you see them going over Detroit? Because 3 teams ain't going out that division.
You did put Detroit up there, didn't we?
Detroit's your team. Jim Caldwell's your guy. Would you flip-flop Detroit and Minnesota?
Yeah, I might. I might. Because that run, let me tell you something. They have a decent running game. I mean, decent defense. They have a quarterback who doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and that's rare for a rookie. But more than that, Adrian Peterson is one of those game changers in the league. He is top 5 player in the league. When you have one of those guys, just like Detroit got one. But when you got one that running back who can control the game and control the pace of the game, and who you can get
it to. You don't have to depend on anybody to get him the ball.
You can get it to him, get out the way, and make the right block, and I get this thing out of here, and I control this clock, and I make sure our defense is straight. Yeah.
I agree with Minnesota. I was going to say Kansas City may slide in here for me. I don't know 100% sure.
Just, so where we at now? We got Carolina, Atlanta, Miami, Minnesota. You wanted to put Buffalo in there? I think Buffalo under these.
I'd agree with that. I think Kansas City go before Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I tell you another team I think go by way of division. Houston. Mm. When you're playing Tennessee and Jacksonville 4 times a year, that should be 4 wins.
Makes you nervous.
Yeah.
But between their quarterback battles, between their quarterback battles and what they have going on. They definitely got the talent on defense to make some noise. And I like that wide receiver they got, which is Hawkins, whatever his name is.
I mean, all these teams in the same thing. Like, when you talk about the Miamis, the Houstons, even the Buffalo, even though Buffalo, I agree with you, Buffalo, their situation.
Buffalo has stacked itself a quarterback, and that's the problem.
I think Houston is good except for quarterback. I think Miami is good except for quarterback. Now, granted, Tannehill has shown you a little more.
Better than what we name.
Yeah, exactly. So Houston may go to the level below, but the only difference is I think Houston division. Again, you get 4 wins a year against Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Alone. And they're going to give whoever hell, because we talk about top 5 guys. They probably got the best player in the league down there
as of now. And old J.J. Watt.
So does Houston slide in Longhorn, or do they go down?
Nah, they go down.
All right, so let's go on and close off the Longhorn.
So with Longhorns, who we got?
Longhorn, we got Carolina, Atlanta, Miami, Minnesota, Kansas City. And we said New Orleans doesn't make this, right?
Nah, New Orleans doesn't make this.
All right, so next, for people still with us.
Yeah, y'all still with us. We're giving you good stuff.
Golden Corral. So we all know Golden Corral. I think this is going to be the fattest part of the podcast as far as number of teams.
And that's where you stick New Orleans.
New Orleans, Kansas City, off top Buffalo. These are 3 teams off top of my head, I think. St. Louis. I think these 3 teams off top of my head get in here.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about each one. So let's start with our ancient rivals, New Orleans.
Like we said, they lost a couple of people who they it's going to be hard for them to replace. And it's been a steady, slowly spiral to the bottom for them. And it's not because Sean Payton and Drew Brees have been hurt or haven't been around. They just haven't looked the same. And now, for him to lose Jimmy Graham, that's paramount. Now, I don't want to blaspheme. That's almost like Steve Young. Notice not Joe Montana. Steve Young losing Jerry Rice. That was his guy. So for that to happen, I think that's gonna take a toll.
I think New Orleans, we're gonna go back to one of your analogies. New Orleans is like that woman who was fine as shit, got older, didn't realize that her body was slowing down. Still had the same bad habits that she always had, but didn't recognize her body couldn't handle the habits the same way. So she still partied until 2 in the morning, but can't bounce back. Still eating whatever she want to eat, but instead of it just getting burned off, she getting a couple of handles now and stuff like that. Now she has the potential to bounce back and go. I think out of all the teams we're going to say in this one, New Orleans has the highest upside. I mean, if everything breaks right, if Breeze and Peyton gain their form, they can go toe-to-toe with anybody in a shootout.
Oh, yeah. A few people want to shoot out with her. You don't want
to
really
back to the MILF, I think if she go to the gym, get a personal trainer, take her life serious, she can come back and wow them for the high school reunion. But right now, there are too many ifs in that thing. And so, New Orleans is definitely in Golden Corral. Maybe Longhorn, Golden Corral, borderline. But if things break the right way, they could be the team that shoot up this list faster than anybody else. I know you can say that about everybody, but they have the pedigree, the history, and they have what every team wants to have that can do that, a franchise quarterback. So,
what makes them so interesting, makes them a bit of a conundrum, if they click, if Sean Payton and Drew Brees can capture that lightning in the bottle one more time, they'll be a force to reckon with. They'll be a real problem. But if they just keep going the route they're going, then, they're going to get the wins again because of the schedule. But after that, nah, they're not going to make too much noise. You know who we don't have in this group?
Hmm.
The Giants.
I think the Giants go right in Golden Corral.
You think they're going Golden Corral?
Yeah.
I almost think they're going Longhorn.
I don't think they're better than the Eagles or the Cowboys. Let's talk about it.
Odell Beckham, one more year, outstanding, and you get Victor Cruz back. And you got Danelle, the line is straight. The front four is still in front four, even though the idiot blew his hat, half his hand off.
Will he play this year?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but you could let's go back to what you were saying about them the whole time. The Giants haven't been consistent regular season kings. They do just enough to get into the playoffs, and from there they ride some magical cloud or something.
That's their whole lane. That's their whole purpose. That's what they do.
Do you trust them more than Dallas?
At this point, no, not with that line.
Do you trust them more than the Eagles?
The problem I have
take away your feelings for Chip Kelly,
which I hate. But the problem with the Eagles is literally this is the year when he has his imprint. Like you could tell, it took him a couple years to get his imprint on this team, and they get rid of what a legend put together in Andy Reid. And so it's going to be seeing what he does, and I do feel he's going to fall on his face. I really do feel he's going to fall on his face. So I will say this. I still trust in that boy Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning. I really do. To really make a lot of noise. What about you?
I've never been as high on the Giants issue. I think they are the third best team in that division. Now, granted, they can make the playoffs. Like, nobody in the division is sitting in stone. But if I had to rank, my confidence in the Giants is a four, maybe a five. I don't see them. I don't think they're better than Philly and Dallas. At the end of the day, I don't think they're better than Philly and Dallas.
I know that.
And so that's why they right where they belong in this group.
All right.
I think Buffalo's in this group.
Yeah, Buffalo definitely in this group.
Rex, what imprint does he have this year?
Let me tell you something. Rex and Mike can go up alone. I'll tell you why. Because Rex has had a garbage bullshit quarterback and went to the AFC Championship game twice. And that's without the running back he has now. And I tell you what else. As great as that Jet defense was then, you think they had a front four like these boys? I don't know. Buffalo can make a little noise. I think Buffalo goes here. I'm with you. Buffalo goes there. So who we have in here now?
We got in this one, we got New Orleans, the Giants, Buffalo, St. Louis. I think St. Louis is in this group.
You know what? I almost want to put St. Louis in Longhorn. I know I keep saying that. But I think St. Louis is.
Don't know about the Jeff Fisher, Nick Foles combination.
I don't know about them. But
they're young. They're the opposite New York Giants.
Do you think?
Or the opposite New York Saints and Giants. So instead of them being old, trying to get it back, they're young teeny boppers who just graduated high school and college, who trying to figure their way out.
Let me ask you something. Do you think Todd Gurley will play this year?
Yeah.
You can put him in Longhorn. If Todd Gurley play, and you watched him, all his cold.
Todd Gurley, he's got a little glass in him too, but he's, I'm not going to say Adrian Peterson, but he's the best player in this draft.
You think he's the best player all around?
The best player in this draft.
Really?
Partly because I'm a Georgia fan. But nobody. I like Melvin Gordon. Let me say, slow down and say, I like Melvin Gordon. But he's no Todd Gurley.
Really?
It was games where Georgia tried out Bryce Ramsey as their quarterback. Mm-hmm. It was Todd Gurley left, Todd Gurley right, Todd Gurley up the middle. And
he returned kicks, didn't he?
Returned kicks. He did everything. He got hurt foot. We'll leave Mark Rick in the college football preview.
Yeah, I seen the game on Auburn, wasn't it?
I like Todd Gurley. He's going to play. I don't know how St. Louis plays him with Trey Mason. I don't know if he comes in to be the starter. So
he comes in to be the starter, so the other kid want to get traded and got traded.
But still, they got Trey Mason. I don't see St. Louis past this point. There's too many don't haves for St. Louis.
Okay. They got a receiver in Kenny Britt.
I think he's overrated, but I think they have a great. They have Aaron Donald.
That kid they drafted with Austin.
Tavon
Austin.
I like Aaron Donald. That's my favorite player on their team.
I like Donald. I like Long.
He's
I like
better than Sue to me.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. No, we can't go down. Let's go on. Let's pump our brakes there. Just slow down a little bit, young man.
He's good. That whole front four is monsters. All of them. And they feed off each other and they eat.
I'm going to tell you what's the downfall of this, and you're going to think I'm crazy. Jeff Fisher.
I'm with you. It's Jeff Fisher. It's Jeff Fisher. Nick Foles is good enough to get that job done. All he needs to do is be a little bit better than Alex Smith.
And
that's easy to do. He's better than Alex Smith. The team around, they've been building this St. Louis team now.
I think division hurts them too.
Yeah, they're going to get battered out of there. You got to fight to get out of the NFC West.
I think they're right where they need to be for different reasons. The Saints and the Giants are Bills. St. Louis is teeny boppers.
And they're scary.
They are.
The thing I love about the NFC West, they play old school ball. They're all built the same. So you see what the NFC South tried to do. Hey, in fact, the Saints threw 5,000 yards. We're going to throw it. You see over there, they said, we're going to build defense, and we're going to knock your head off, and we're going to get a mean run game. It's going to be pounding. You're going to come in here, you're going to walk in here, and you're going to limp out. And that's what they do. I love every minute of it.
I think Houston's in this group.
Houston's not in this group yet? Mm-hmm. They got J.J. Watt and Cushion.
Aaron Foster will be back sometime this year.
Will he be back? Because he had surgery on that.
Every time he'll be back like week three or something. Four wins against Tennessee and Jacksonville. Four wins every year. That counts for something.
You're going to put him in. You want him in? You want it, you got it.
Plus, we've been drinking this Houston feeling good.
Yeah, it's about that time.
No, I'm just glad. But this is right where they belong. I mean, again, when you're in this level, there's a puncher's chance. Like, when nobody will be like, where the fuck did they come from to make the playoffs? Right. But when nobody will be like, oh, yeah, I'm picking them to go to the playoffs.
Right.
So I think that Houston is right in it. If they make the playoffs, everything else, but the quarterback did just enough, like you said about St. Louis, the quarterback did just enough to let the supporting talent take over. So I see them in Golden Corral. I see them in Golden Corral. I see them in Golden Corral.
All right, let's go to the next one then.
Trying to think of anybody else in this group.
In Golden Corral group?
Yeah. Nah. So we know what comes next after Golden Corral, school lunch.
What do you think about Washington?
I'll let you handle Washington because you handle Jay Gruden with.
So we're not going. He's not going to go to school lunch.
I think teams like this, I think teams that go in this layer, I put Jameis in him.
I was about to say Tampa Bay. Yeah.
I put Tampa Bay in here.
Quiet as kept. Tampa Bay have a hell of a team, and they are complete.
It's amazing you say this for Tampa Bay, Buffalo, St. Louis, Houston, Miami.
Yeah, they do. And if you look at their roster, they are loaded, actually.
Everywhere is good except for quarterback. And the difference between Tampa Bay and the rest of these, I think Tampa Bay has their solution with Jameis. I think Jameis.
But guess what else you can say with those teams you just named? And coach. If they had an outstanding coach, I think some holes are patched up.
Yeah, standing coach can get you two extra wins, right?
You can get you some duct tape and a little caulking gun. You can patch that up a little bit. Yeah. But when you have the kind of coaching that's the same as the kind of quarterbacking, that's why you're getting those type of results. And that's what the problem is.
So, I'm going to tell you another team I think should go in school lunch.
Who?
Oakland. I think Oakland got some good blocks to build on.
They might make some noise, actually.
Yeah, these are teams who probably won't make the playoffs. Yeah. But they'll just be a little frisky.
And the reason Oakland is so cautious, though, man. They suck for so long.
But I think they've done some good things. I think with Lamont Murray. I think with DeCarkeed. I think with Amari Cooper.
Khalil.
I think they're making
even Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'm saying. These aren't teams who going to make at this school lunch. They're not making a
playoff. But they're going to show, make some noise. And I tell you what I like.
These are teams you're going to like watching.
Oakland might play spoiler.
Exactly.
They're good enough to play spoiler.
So Oakland gets in this group.
All right. So Oakland and Tampa Bay is in that group. If you're doing that, then that nigga RG3 got to go in there. If RG3 stay healthy, he can make. He went to the playoffs.
I agree. I think.
Their biggest problem is that fucking coach, that fucking moron.
We saw an interview with him Saturday night. And he looked like he didn't know.
Diddly poo.
He did. excellent point. It looked like he didn't know who, what, when, where, or why, or how.
Matter of fact, hold off on Washington.
I think RG3, you don't think RG3 can counterbalance the Jay Gruden stink? You think his stink is that bad?
I think they both stink that bad. They both hard-headed and stubborn. No. If you're going, with Jameis Winston made me think of Tennessee and Mariota. No.
I would say Jacksonville before Tennessee.
Jacksonville? Well, like we going to another.
I mean, we're starting to get into the Manziels and San Franciscos and shit like that.
So go ahead and scratch a line through them, and it's time to go straight to the trash can.
So this is jail lunch, right?
Yeah, so only
Tampa. So this is jail lunch.
Only Tampa Bay and who?
Oakland.
That's it.
Jail lunch. Thinking here you get your Washingtons. We can go on the lead then with Washington.
Lead them in Washington.
Go on to make your point about Jay Gruden again.
He's just an idiot. It's a moron. They was asking about RG3 and some of the practices that was going on. It was like, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know myself. Well, he probably does. He was just lying and being difficult. Who knows? But the problem is he coaches and maneuvers like that. He's a danger. He is a loudmouth. He shoots off. You know what he is? He's a bitch that's a 4 acting like a 10. She thinks she can say certain stuff, get away with certain stuff, and baby, you not that 5. You need to know your role. And that's what Jay Gruden is. The problem is he has a quarterback. One, he can't stay healthy. And two, he has the same ego. And that's their problem. And the problem with him is he know he has the backing of the owner.
So he could be the biggest asshole in the world.
Yeah, but that's probably why they got enough. The biggest asshole.
That's probably why Jay Gruden is in even asshole mode because.
Yeah. I mean, but you still have Robert Alford. You have Pierre Garçon. You lose a Rakpo, which who really cares because the motherfucker never was on the field. You still got the cat, the Kraken carrying. I mean, you got D Hall, so who cares? I mean, they got some pieces.
If Jay Gruden wasn't so bad, they would be in the school lunch. They would be frisky like Tampa Bay and Oakland, right?
They can make some, yeah. They can get you a little dirty, but they it's truly self destruction.
I think this team, I'm a team. I'm about to say, I think they borderline school lunch and jail lunch, and it's hinged on one player, the quarterback, Chicago.
No, they're not going nowhere.
Cutler is falling faster than somebody thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck.
It's unbelievable. Because he was quite, he's really talented.
Everybody likes him. What happened? But they have pieces. They have Forte, they have Ashton Drew, they have Marshawn Lattimore.
They have a team. They have a team. They have a real team.
And they have and the thing about him is they have proven commodity as coach and quarterback.
And defense. Who their coach is this year?
John Fox.
Sure do.
I don't see it, but you can make the case that they should be a level higher. But I'm still going to keep them in jail lunch.
Well, Jacksonville, go ahead.
I mean, that's a lot of people go to Jacksonville, Manziel. I mean,
that's the cap. Jets. Nah, we already put the Jets in.
We didn't put Jets anywhere.
When your quarterback getting jawed in the offseason.
This is your home, huh? You belong in jail, huh?
Yeah, you really do. You really go in.
So the Jets go here. Nothing really else to say about that. Well, let me ask you this. Geno, what happens to him?
He's on.
Does he play any for the Jets this year?
Yeah, but he's on his way out. It's not even close. I'm not even up for debate. He's on his way out of here.
Manziel is in this group.
No. Josh McCown is your quarterback. You better believe it. Put Cleveland on in there, my friend. Cleveland, come on down. So is Tennessee in this group too?
Of course, everybody's in this group.
Tennessee is in this group.
Question on Tennessee: what do you think Mariota does this year?
You watch college, so you know better than me. I know you're not high on him.
I'm not high on him, and I'm not high on spread quarterbacks. Who, if you're not going to run the spread system, it's just like going to a job. So if you go to school and they teach you, hey, use circle system. Mm-hmm. Whenever we do our work, we're going to do our work on circle system. But then you graduate and then they say, hey, We don't use circuit system. We use square system. You're not going to be effective day one, are you? It's going to be a catch-up period. So I think that in a sport that's as synchronized as football, I just think that they are coming in with the behind the eight ball because their colleges handicapped them long-term, I think, and short-term. Mm-hmm. So I think they go in here. You know my team, Jacksonville. You know I'm a Jacksonville fan. I actually think they can go up a level if they do some other things. I think they'll be entertaining.
But I think they can, you know, some of these younger teams can entertain, but in all actuality, they're not going nowhere.
Not going nowhere. These teams down here are fatally flawed for a slew of reasons. You got quarterback coach problems with Washington. And even the Browns, I think it seems like Matt Patine ain't really a big Johnny Manziel fan.
You don't have a whole bunch. He's not. That's why they went and got McCown. It's not even open competition. Because if it was open, Johnny Manziel starts.
You got problems like the Jets, Chicago, Tennessee. They all have individual different problems.
It's not organized. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
And then you have problems with teams like the Jags and Tennessee who just don't have the talent level right now. So, I mean, these teams are fatally flawed for a slew of different reasons. I think we got one more team left. I'm double checking in my head. San Francisco 49ers. Kaepernick isn't good enough to get them in school lunch.
I was reading something. They said the 49ers have had the worst offseason in NFL history. Them folk lost star after star after star after star. And they play in the NFC West still. And they got a first-year coach who was a lineman coach. Council Christmas, they out of here.
That does it. That's everybody. So, gun to your head, who are the division winners?
Kevin Benjamin out. I'm a Falcon.
Say the best for last. Let's say all the other divisions. Let's go AFC. Who wins the AFC divisions?
Oh, that's easy. Tom Brady and the Cheaters, they still win the East. The South is still going to be ran by Luck. Denver probably still win the West. And the North, which is going to be interesting, I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Who are your wild cards in the AFC?
Give me.
And then Marvin, you look like you want to call their name.
I was going to say Cincinnati, but the East really shaking stuff up. And I do believe, I'm going to go to Chargers one. Chargers and
the Ravens.
I think Cincinnati will go before the Ravens.
So and then Marvin get you again.
May not be necessarily. The Dolphins showed me something tonight.
Is it the Dolphins shows you some of the Falcons didn't show you shit?
Both, but with Cameron Wake and Sue, I mean, they're gonna be rough. They're gonna be a rough out all year. Whoever play Miami is going to have a real rough time. But I'm not going to crown them yet. Just out of speculation, just to be safe, mid-seasons, they might be the crown. I might step out on a limb. That's my sleeper. My sleeper is Miami. My pick's going to be Cincinnati, but my sleeper is Miami.
All right. Let's get home this Darryl. AFC, New England wins. I think New England wins the AFC East. Baltimore wins the AFC North. The Colts, of course, win the AFC South. Denver wins the AFC West. I think Cincinnati goes again, and I think Pittsburgh goes again. I think the AFC Central sends two, North sends two teams again.
The only reason I'm going to say I know they're going to send two, I really think the Chargers are going to make some noise. I like that Melvin going to Pitt. The only thing that team really they haven't had a running back since LT.
The Chargers are too known to be a sleeper, so I'm going to dig deep for my sleeper, a little deeper than most. I'm going to go down to a place I never go to. I'm going to go to the school lunch and grab my sleeper.
Who?
Oakland.
And that's why the show is called Digital Darryl, my friend. That's okay. It's early in the preseason, baby. Let me tell you something. Young team goes, they got a lot of talent, my friend.
Defense, they there. Offense, they there.
They've been there for defense these days.
I think Del Rio's a stable enough coach that he can kind of bridge everything together.
They, baby, man. Time will tell, but that's a nice sleeper. We got two nice sleepers here.
Your sleeper is a really good sleeper. I'm reaching down because I like what they're doing. I really like what Oakland. Like, if you look at individual piece, you look at them, watch, like, I like him.
They got some school. They got some talent. Yeah,
so I like Oakland. Let me say that. I like Oakland. My big bold prediction coming out of AFC is the Colts go to the Super Bowl. That's Digital Darren. That's
bold.
That's my bold prediction. Colts put it in pen, they in the Super Bowl. NFC, go ahead and give your predictions. Who win the conferences?
I'm going Dallas for the East. Green Bay up top. Seattle on the West. I want to say the Birds. I don't want to say the Birds. I'm going to say the Birds for the South.
Wild cards.
It gets interesting.
You like Detroit?
I like Detroit. I like Minnesota. Give me the Rams and the Cardinals.
Wow! Hey, it's midnight over here. You just woke me up. With that one.
Yeah. Give me the Rams and the Cardinals. Let's go.
And that's your bold prediction, too.
That's my bold prediction. No, that is my bold prediction.
All right, this is Darren. I think who win the NFC, I got the Eagles winning the NFC East. I think Tim Tebow comes in.
The who?
Eagles.
Okay,
come on. I think Tim Tebow leads them.
Wait a minute. Are you begging on Tim Tebow?
Sam Bradford get hurt. I think Tim Tebow leads them to the playoffs. I think. Of course, Green Bay win the NFC North.
Clearly, we've been drinking drugs.
Seattle wins the NFC West. The Falcons win the NFC South.
Okay.
My wild cards are Dallas, and I'm having a coin toss between Detroit and Minnesota, and I say neither one. The Cardinals are my wild card.
Let's go, get up.
And my bold prediction is, it's hard to have a bold prediction here.
It's hard because we haven't seen anything.
My bold prediction is if the team who I didn't say, the team who can crash my playoff preview is Minnesota. So if none of the team, if a team doesn't make the playoff, it's because Minnesota took their spot. That's my bold prediction.
You got anybody coming out of the NFC? It's easy to say it in the AFC.
Who I got coming out of the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Yeah.
Gun in my head.
Gun in your head.
Green Bay.
That's the only way you can feel comfortable with to say.
I mean, you can feel comfortable with Seattle, right?
This is just for now. We're going to do this again, and we're going to do it with more people. But just for fun and kicks, give me New England, give me Seattle.
This Digital Darren, give me the Colts, give me Green Bay as my Super Bowl matchup.
Let's go.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been our NFL preview, digitaldarren.com. For you Falcons fans, or for all podcast fans, go out and check out our Falcons Week 2015, our Riser Week 2015 is where we have Falcons-based podcasts. We're going to have Double R and me picking Falcons record. Third annual Double R and Digital Darren picking Falcons record. Calhoun and I talked about the Julio Jones experience. Calhoun and I also talked about the free agency, which was a previously recorded podcast. And we're going to rerun the Thomas Dimitroff report card podcast. So a lot of fun things coming out. All this is part of our big NFL preview. Go back and check out some of our other fun preview stuff. Of course, we kept the coach quarterback steakhouse comparison going. We did the NFL's $100 million problem. And a podcast that I really think is an underrated podcast is the NFL race quarterback race card, because it's amazing with that. I'm not going to keep running. We said that and said the $100 million problem, and Michael Bennett basically came back and stamped what we said in his comments the week of August 24th through the 28th.
And you're watching it even more so. We still mentioned about Vince Young and other players, and they brought back our team, brought Rex Grossman.
The Atlanta Falcons are our team. That's the team we
got. Out of nowhere, I think for Canada League. So, even still, this is going on.
That podcast is an eye-opener, so we challenge. We want you to listen to that one. That was actually a really good editorial, good opinion piece. Opens your eyes to what's going on in the NFL. Again, this has been DigitalDarren.com. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.